St. Vincent Hospital in Leadville is scheduled to close in March. The hospital serves more than 7,300 people in Lake County. Since the closure was announced, St. Vincent has laid off nearly half of its staff and ended its long-term care and physical therapy services. The hospital is still operating its emergency room and ambulance service. KVNF's Laura Pomisano speaks to Karen Reinhart, the Community Relations Director for St. Vincent. Reinhart says there's hope an outside group could take over the hospital and keep it open.
It was announced in November after the election that St. Vincent's in Leadville was going to close. Can you tell me what caused this?
We had a mill levy campaign where we were asking for an increase in property taxes for the hospital district, and that was an unsuccessful campaign. So our board of directors met in a public meeting on November 8th and adopted a timeline for closure for the hospital, at the same time instructing our administrator, Joyce Beck, to speak with hospital groups and other entities that may be interested in stepping in and helping us run our hospital and, you know, coming to the plate with money, so to speak.
It's now January. What is going to happen next?
So we have had some closures of services at our hospital. The timeline for closure that the board adopted in November stretched all the way until March 31st. A few things have changed since then. We have had some closures. Our long-term care unit has closed, and our home health will be going to another agency, and our physical therapy office has closed. So what's happening is, this Thursday, we will be hearing from three or four different groups that may come in to run the hospital or work with us on running the hospital. Those groups are Swedish Medical, Denver Health, and a group of investors from Texas, as well as Centura. So, the news is getting better. The good news is that emergency services in Leadville are still strong and still active. We still have an emergency room, and we still have a full ambulance running, and we have beds for acute care in our hospital.
I do recall hearing that there was trouble heating the emergency room associated with finances. Can you explain that issue?
Yes. So a year ago, we were awarded a $1 million grant from the Department of Local Affairs to fix the HVAC system throughout the hospital. So it's not just the emergency room. The big reason long-term care had to close when it did is safety issues. We had to have space heaters in our patient rooms because our heat is very unreliable, and that side of the hospital where the long-term care was the heat was not working. So that's why it had to close when it did. So at this point, one of these investors that we're looking at coming in, they know we need another $1 million. We need the $1 million match for the DOLA grant.
If the hospital does close, what would healthcare look like in Leadville?
There are two family practice clinics. So general, the person who goes to the doctor for the flu or something like that may not be affected. And then also emergency care will remain. And that's relatively new because the commissioners have recently pledged that they will help us keep our ambulance service running with the financial help. So essentially, there would not be outpatient services beyond family practice.
That was Karen Reinhart, the Community Relations Director for St. Vincent Hospital in Leadville, speaking to KVNF's Laura Pomisano.